Hi there. The word for you today is on staying when you feel like leaving. In Matthew 6, verse 9, we read these words, "Pray then like this, your will be done." Here are another two helpful keys to resolving conflict in marriage. First, let God direct your prayers. Prayer can be closed-ended or open-ended. When we think our perspective is the only right one, we pray closed-ended prayers, calling on God to solve the problem our way, believing it's the only correct way. But closed-ended praying produces two problems. First, it locks us into rigid thinking and binds us to our own perspective. Second, it keeps us from seeing God's perspective, the one that can heal and restore the relationship. Open-ended praying asks God to solve the problem His way. Jesus said, "Pray like this, your will be done." Ask God to reveal His will to you both. Wait until He does. Then pray accordingly. It'll work. 1 John 5 and 14 says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we know that we have what we asked from Him." Isn't that a great scripture? And number two, remove the conditions from your love. Sound difficult? Love is a biblical command, not a fuzzy feeling or an arbitrary emotion. God's not asking you to feel warm and fuzzy. He's asking you to act deliberately and in a loving way. Well, wouldn't that be hypocritical? No. It's rising above resentment, hurt, and fear, and practicing real faith. And it's learned behavior. It means asking yourself, if I were lovingly, unconditionally accepting of my mate right now, what would I be doing? How would I be responding to them? When you get the answer to that, do it. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 and 8, love never fails. You can lovingly act your way into a new way of feeling for both you and your spouse. And God will help you do it.